We've all done it. Stock our fridge with good intentions, only to sacrifice nutrition for convenience. Keep your body and mind nourished with whole body meal shakes from Kachava. It's got 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. But it actually tastes delicious. Try one of Kachava's indulgent flavors today. Shop now through December 2nd to get 30% off your first purchase of 2 or more bags. Go to kachava.com and use code NEWS. That's KACHAVA.com, code NEWS.
Well, happy Halloween week, and welcome to another week of food and fun places in the mayhem of life. I'm Tyler Glenn, and this is the Tyler Glenn Show. Thank you so much for showing up at the Beach Bunker for a little bit of fun on a Monday morning as we get ready for all the trick-or-treaters, all the candy, all the ghosts and goblins and superheroes that'll be on our doorstep this coming Thursday. And south of the border, things are getting spooky. If you've got some U.S. friends or relatives, anxiety is on a scale of 1 to 10, about a 15 this morning. We'll talk a little bit about that because, I mean, their election is coming up about a week tomorrow. Some are not even going to travel. So if you've got some travel plans in the next week or so, that's going to get you through some U.S. airports. Expect to be light on traffic. People don't want to be even traveling in the next week or so. We'll talk a bit about that. But the big story this morning is in the weather. Halloween week is here and no snow in the forecast.
Yeah!
No snow. There's lots of big stories. I know, and sports is number two, but weather is number one, okay? We do not have any snow in our forecast for Halloween, which is good news for trick-or-treaters. Now, I've said this before, and I'll say it again. We still have some time. You can't really take it to the bank. Something rogue could pop up. But, you know, taking a look at the Environment Canada forecast, we have got sunshine basically to the middle of next week. And then the big question is, when will the snow arrive? Some saying never. Some saying December 24th. Auto Fashion, doing good things, getting cars all fixed up. Again, your headquarters for scratches, dents. If you had some summer hail damage, they'll get that fixed up for you. And, you know, the weather will turn cold real soon. And if you haven't had a chance to get that car all cleaned up, to get the little pieces of macaroni, some rogue chicken nuggets floating around in the back seat, you can take it to our friends at Auto Fashion. It's not detailing, it's fine auto finishing. And, of course, they do paintless dent repair. They'll do ceramic coating, too, if you've just purchased a new investment that you want to make sure is taken care of and protected from the scratches and the swirls. See Auto Fashion at 255 17th Street North behind Lee's Buffet next to the car wash with the big green A's. Hey, Hunter Hayes fans or just concert fans, you know, this Saturday we're going to be doing another live stream. This time we're going to be at the Sky Dancer Casino. Back again after doing the Nelly show in August. We will be live streaming from the ticket pickup party from 4 until 6. And it's your opportunity to win tickets to see Hunter Hayes on November 2nd, this coming Saturday at the casino. Skydancer Casino is just 90 miles south of Brandon in Belcourt, North Dakota. So a couple things. You got to be able to make the show. You got to have a passport, an up-to-date, because you are crossing the international border. And you have to be able to attend the show on Saturday. And what I'll do is I'll be posting this on my Facebook page later today. It's called the I Want Crazy Contest. Now, he's got that song, I Want Crazy, and I Want Crazy. He's got some great songs. He's Grammy-nominated artist. And so here's how you win the tickets. Very, very easy. I'll post this underneath. You have to post a picture, a crazy picture of you and a friend, crazy picture of you and a coworker, crazy picture of you and a brother or sister, or maybe a parent or a spouse, just having fun. Just you and somebody having fun. Kind of crazy fun. It's the I Want Crazy contest. And we'll pick a winner at random Friday morning on the show. And then you will be off to see Hunter Hayes this Saturday, 8 p.m. at the Skydancer Casino in Belcourt. So be watching for that post a little bit later this morning. And before we head out, we'll, of course, get an oil change at Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC Certified Service Express, where every time you get your oil changed, They are doing good in the community. They'll make a donation to our friends at Helping Hands, Samaritan House, and the Bear Clan. Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC Certified Service Express. And don't forget, time is running out to get those tires on to beat the snowfall. If we are going to get some November snow, get those tires all flipped over. They'll take care of you. They'll store them and have them ready for you come springtime. Again, you'll find Murray's at 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon. As I mentioned earlier, Halloween snowless. That gets a winter spell. Snowless for Halloween. Although not super warm, we'll be single digits, but it is normal for this time of year. So let's just call it as it is. We're lucky to have normal temperatures and sunshine. And actually, it's going to be a while till we get some snow, according to both the Weather Network and the U.S. AccuWeather Network. Both saying could be mid-November before we get the snow. That's another thing we're asking you this morning, is when you would like to see the snow. But first things first, Borrowed Bean is looking for a good Halloween costume for the office. A good Halloween costume for the office. The old AI says, oh, this is good. Here we go. We've got some legit ideas for you, Borrowed Bean. Are you ready? Here we go. A tourist. Grab a Hawaiian shirt, sunglasses, a camera, a map, add a hat, some sandals. There you go. Bada bing, bada boom, you're a tourist. Couch potato, slip on some comfy pajamas and carry around a throw pillow or blanket. You could go as smarty pants. Tape or pin a paper A+ to your shirt. Add glasses and a book to complete the look. I live on a farm. That's no problem. I have one for you. An error 404 costume not found. Write error 404 costume not found on a white t-shirt with a marker. That is brilliant. Error 404. You know, we get these on computers all the time. Error 404. I could not compute. I didn't put my Halloween costume together. Cindy says, get a box to wear, paint it to have drawers, put a lampshade on, and you'll be a one-night stand. That is fantastic. That is awesome. What would a sun seeker look like? Probably the tourist, the Hawaiian shirt, sunglasses, camera, map, hat with some sandal socks. I'd say the tourist, the first one. Here's a couple more just to throw at you. A biker, you could put on leather or denim jackets, jeans, some boots, add sunglasses and a bandana. Boom, you're a biker. Mummy, just steal some toilet paper from the, well, you're the boss. Rewind that. Don't steal toilet paper. If you have access to toilet paper, you could be a mummy. All of a sudden, offices are like, we have 5 mummies and no toilet paper in the office. What happened? This is HR. Can everybody, can we gather in the lunchroom for a staff meeting? Our toilet paper's gone and we got like 6 people dressed as mummies this year. You could dress as a robber. Pair a black and white striped shirt with black pants, a beanie, and a small bag marked with a dollar sign. It is 2024 in Canada. You may get some HR blowback dressed as a robber. We have to be sensitive to those who are, I don't know. It's just, I'm being indoctrinated in Canada. I don't know. We're supposed to be sensitive to everybody. Don't make fun of robbers. Don't make fun of robbers. A couple more. You could be a party animal, wear a party hat, grab a noisemaker, some animal ears or a mask, toss on some fun accessories like a feather boa or glitter. 2 more. You could go as a bookworm, carry a few books, wear some glasses, put some tape in the middle, and you're good to go. Bookworm. Look at all these. I'm going to post these on my website, okay? TylerGlennShow.com, just for you. For Borrowed Bean 10, last minute, grab some junk from around the house, put together a hit Halloween costume. Lastly is Ghost with a Twist. If you have a white sheet, you could go as a classic ghost or cut out eye holes, and instead of a classic ghost, hold a coffee cup and be a tired ghost or wear sunglasses. Be a cool ghost or sunseeker ghost. I would avoid ghost altogether. We have an election south of the border in a week, and some of the stuff they've been throwing around, if you're going to wear a white thing on your head, my alarm bells go off. If you're wearing a costume to work, just be very, very careful. A couple years ago, an internet petition south of the border called for moving Halloween to the last Saturday of October, thereby providing more time for kids and adults to recover. In 2019, just over 2 in 5 Canadians, 41%, liked the idea. By 2022, support for a yearly Halloween on Saturday increased to 44%. That means that almost half of Canadians really would like to have Halloween on the last Saturday of the month. What say you? If you could control it, would you rather have it on October the 31st or the last Saturday of the month? Canadians between the ages of 18 and 34 are slightly more to endorse the notion of moving Halloween to a Saturday. They're in those prime party years, I like to call. Prime party years. On a regional basis, Quebecers are more in tune with the proposed change because they like anything that's different. Ontario seems to be the least, Manitoba and Saskatchewan seem to be the least enthusiastic. Wow. Alberta, Saskatchewan, and Manitoba. Saskatchewan and Manitoba, only 34%. Alberta's 37%. So this is being driven by Ontario, Quebec, and BC, the centers with larger population that would like to have it on the last Saturday in October. But we're a little old-fashioned out here in the West. We're a little old-fashioned. We want to have our trick-or-treating on the 31st, just like the rest of the world does it. Molly says she'd be all in for a Saturday. She'd be all in for a Saturday. An issue that's become controversial in the last few weeks is related to costumes. Oh, I told you. I knew it. This year, we see majorities of Canadians who think two types of costumes for children are inappropriate. Anything whatsoever that's ethnic, and those that change the color of a child's skin. Fewer Canadians find fault with costumes for children that incorporate toys or replica weapons. Again, coincidentally, Saskatchewan, Manitoba, and Alberta are okay with toy guns. Again, it's the bigger centers where it's like, your costume should not have toy guns. It is a toy. Now, when I think of a toy gun, I'm thinking of a Nerf gun. I'm thinking of a water pistol, something pink and green, and not a toy gun that is black and looks like a Glock. Might not be a smart idea. While we continue to see larger portions of Canadians saying the costumes that change skin color for adults and kids are inappropriate, this is not the most contentious matter as Halloween approaches. Interesting. So then what is? As we prepare for Halloween, two issues are evident. The notion of moving Halloween to the weekend and candy corn. So that's nice to see that we're not arguing as much about the costumes anymore. Okay, so it's more about candy corn, which everybody loves candy corn. And if you say you don't love candy corn, you're just a liar. You're lying just to be trendy. You love it. Don't lie to me. Candy corn is amazing. It's that beautiful sweet honey taste and mixed with wax, I think. I don't know. And moving it to Saturday. Molly says Saturday. Stick in the mud here. Leave the holidays as they are, says Keeping the Pink. So leave it as they are. Molly says Saturday. Look at the Sun Seekers are divided. I don't know. I kind of would have, if I had to come down on one, I'd say leave it as it is too. It kind of sucks when it happens on a Wednesday. But think of it this way. Especially in a year like this year. We get two, right? So Molly was out Saturday, does the whole bunch of haunted houses. Cindy was at a social. We went, had some parties, some Halloween parties. So we got to celebrate Halloween. We got to dress up and we had fun on a Saturday. Plus, the real Halloween comes just a few days later. So we get to do it all over again on Thursday. And actually, this year, it's kind of nice because Friday's going to be a write-off. Parents are going to be exhausted. Kids are going to have a candy hangover. Some are going to go to school completely high on sugar still from eating all the sugar of the previous night. So think of it that way. We get two instead of one. Locally, this has appeared in a couple of message boards where people are concerned about adults trick-or-treating or those who are a little senior in their years showing up to do some trick-or-treating. We're going to get into that in just a second. First, we are once again going to say a special good morning to our friends at Sunrise Credit Union. You have just this week left, just a few days left. Thursday's the cutoff. For the applications for the Building Communities Grant Program, the Sunrise Way focuses on the needs of members, staff, and communities. And that means if you've got a not-for-profit or a special community initiative going on that needs some financial support, you really need to visit this website this week, okay? Because they get behind 100% some of these programs that are happening in our area, and they could be helping out one of your initiatives. Go to sunrisecu.mb.ca, and it's called the Building Communities Grant. Now, the cutoff is Halloween on Thursday, the end of the month. Check it out, sunrisecu.mb.ca. At Co-ops of Westman, you're at home here. You know, as we talk about Halloween, the one thing that we had mentioned at the start of the show is that as snow quickly rears its head and we start making predictions on when the snow is going to arrive, we were talking about how it's quite possible, at least at the forecast models we're looking at, that Remembrance Day may be snow-free, which is awesome for those traveling for Remembrance Day services. And I wanted to just let you know that Co-ops of Westman and the Royal Canadian Legion have begun their annual Poppy Campaign. They started that on Friday. Donations collected during the Poppy Campaign are held in trust at the branch level to directly support veterans and their families within the community and to help ensure Canadians never forget the sacrifice made by veterans of the past and the present as well. Find a poppy at select local co-ops, and your local co-ops include Heritage, Pembina Consumers Co-op, Twin Valley, Valley View, Boundary Co-op, Neepawa Gladstone Co-op, and Hamiota Co-op too. And another successful Halloween bash held at the Elkhorn Resort yesterday, and they have a flurry of fall activities happening. 12 months of the year, they've got some great things happening at the Elkhorn Resort and Clarso Nordic Spa. So it is, you know, Clear Lake is just not a summer destination. It is a 12-month, 52-week year destination for you and your family, especially at a big complex like the Elkhorn Resort and Clarso Nordic Spa. Check out their website at elkhornresort.mb.ca for a complete list of affordable packages. They package up some of their weekends, some of their stays, everything from people who might be celebrating a honeymoon to a bachelorette party, maybe a weekend getaway, maybe a nature-focused getaway. Check out elkhornresort.mb.ca for more. If someone is dressed up, they are welcome to trick-or-treat. If you come to my house in just a hoodie and jeans, you better have a trick to show. That's Quentin's rule. So we move now to the age of trick-or-treaters. Quentin says any age can come, but they got to have a costume on. Thankfully, I haven't had that. I've had some show up at the door, and they've been older, but they've been in costume, and I give them the candy, and off they go. It's really that simple. But there have been some communities that have set age limits for trick-or-treating. Like as in a bylaw, and then they publicize it and make sure that everybody is aware that there's an age restriction for Halloween. Two towns in New Jersey have just set age restrictions. Pennsauken in Camden County has banned children over the age of 14 from trick-or-treating. Upper Deerfield Township near Cumberland County have done the same. 14 appears to be the age. County officials say trick-or-treating is for kids, not for adults. Anyone over the age of 14 cannot go trick-or-treating unless you're acting as a chaperone. And unfortunately, chaperones can't ask for candy or treats. It's the law. They can wait to get home to help the kids with their candy. Help the kids with the candy. Another county has banned Halloween for children older than 12. Although this county with the younger age group, they've never enforced that. Can you imagine? Cops are up and down the street. How old are you? You got your ID. I seen you at that door asking for a Snickers. You look a little old there. Okay. Yeah, you're 15. You're 16. Come with us. New Jersey is not the only state putting age restrictions on trick-or-treating. Counties throughout the country have enacted similar laws since the 70s. Under Chesapeake law in Virginia, those who violate the age restriction law are subject to jail time. However, in 2019, City Council updated the law and moved the age from 12 to 14 because we don't want too many 13-year-olds in prison for trick-or-treating. A recent poll asked if there should be an age limit on trick-or-treating. 25% of respondents said that there should not be an age limit, 1 in 4. While the remainder said that kids should stop trick-or-treating between the ages of 13 and 14. So 75% of people, this is kind of the majority here, feel that 13, 14 is the age. And we used to have a thing called the Monster Mash, and it was a 13-plus event. And so it used to be a popular event. They'd have a big dance, and they'd give away huge prizes, and you'd show up in your costumes. And it was so popular, at least when I was growing up, and it seemed like all the communities in the area had one of these. And they were so popular that the 13 and 14-year-olds couldn't wait to turn of age so that they could go to these parties, because if you were 12, you couldn't go. You're supposed to be going door-to-door, trick-or-treating. The older the respondents of this poll were, the more likely it was that they should ask the kids to stop trick-or-treating at the age of 13. While younger respondents believe that children of all ages should be allowed to participate according to this study. So the study was done October 8th to 14th. And again, the magical age is 13 or 14. And just know that south of the border, some laws are in effect. You could go to jail. Mavis says, I love Halloween. If you're brave enough to come to my door, you get a treat. It doesn't matter. Mavis, please provide your address in chat. We're coming over. I'm coming over as a ghost. The fattest ghost you have ever seen.
Give me all your candy, please.
There is some potential for some light snow around Remembrance Day, but AccuWeather is saying that we may not get snow until the end of November, which would be pretty friggin' awesome. What day would you like it? Cindy says, I don't want snow until December the 24th. Shelby says, I wanted snow yesterday. No, we can't be friends. Crystal Williams says, never. Well, listen, as much as I hate winter, and I do hate winter, and I really dislike the snow, I was talking to my sister about this yesterday. I feel like those few weeks between Remembrance Day and New Year's, I'm okay with the snow. As long as it's not blistering cold, I can take it. I like it. It makes it Christmassy. It's okay. Yellow Jacket says December the 24th is good for me. Cindy also says the 24th. Charlene says the 25th. Wants Christmas Eve. Charlene wants Christmas Eve without the snow. Then it comes in on Christmas Day. Nick also, Sunseeker Nick says, just to Christmas, that's it for me. I don't know why I'm surprised that the Sunseekers only want it for Christmas. But what about the buildup? Like when you're going to the mall, you're going to the store, you're doing some shopping. I know, I'm buying it all online. I don't go outside anymore. It's fun to go out. It's fun to go and grab a hot chocolate and go into the stores and trudge through the snow. I kind of enjoy that. My problem is January. My problem is the day after New Year's. It's like, okay, can we just have summer? Can we skip January and February? James says December 1 would be perfect. Pat says December 23rd. Lee says December 21st. Almost all of the responses are in December, except for Shelby, who wanted it yesterday. But Shelby, I don't know if Shelby's all there. I don't know, Shelby. Are you all there? Mary Lou says, can we skip the snow this year? Megan says November 10th. I would be okay with November 10th. I prefer the 12th just because I don't want our veterans to slip. It's, Remembrance Day, Veterans Day. Let them get to the Remembrance Day services without breaking a hip. You know what I'm saying? December 10th for keeping the pink. December 10th would be good. That's kind of the perfect snowfall target date. Robin says snow for Christmas and then gone by the 2nd of January. I'm with you on the 2nd of January part. I'm ready for snow November 15th. Psychologically, I can take it. As long as we don't get that minus 50, I'm okay. Brittany says December 1st to January 1st. Britt says December 24th. Sandy says Christmas Eve, and then it can stop on Boxing Day. Now, Michelle says Christmas Eve. Everyone's December. Nobody wants snow until December. This is kind of interesting to me. look, I'm earning a winter badge. I think I might get my Canadian passport back here. They took it away on me. I think I might get it back. Adri says December 1st. Chrissy says January 1st. That would be fab, says Mandy. January 1st? I want it gone in January. Gaylene says December the 24th. Okay, to fun places now. Canada now has a third airline. This airline has existed for a while, but boy, they've really, really pushed the envelope for making sure that Canadians know that there is a new player in the game, and it's Porter Airlines. I think it was Blessed Mama who was the first Sunseeker to fly Porter Airlines, said, you know, they're pretty good. They're small, but they're pretty good, and you know what? They continue to grow, and they just announced three U.S. sun destinations for this winter. Toronto-based airline, connecting passengers to 23 cities across Canada and the U.S. It announced late last week it's adding a trio of warm weather vacation destinations to the U.S. this winter. The three new routes will take off from Toronto Pearson beginning in December, and they'll include Palm Beach, Palm Springs, and San Diego. From Toronto. Now, Porter does fly from Winnipeg, right? You'd have to fly Winnipeg to Toronto. But Porter has grown to become the second largest airline at Toronto Pearson Airport, with 86 daily flights, which is a 19% increase from last winter's schedule. This includes up to 20 daily departures between Toronto and the six destinations that Porter flies to in Florida, including Fort Lauderdale, Fort Myers, Miami, Orlando, and Tampa Bay. And so they've thrown the gauntlet down. Really, this is really good news. Competition is good. This makes things cheaper for you and I when we get on a plane. And if you've ever flown Porter Airlines, don't they have liquor or free food and booze or free food and drink? Or keep in mind, you might get treats when you're on board, which is always kind of nice. What's going on at Leon's Furniture Superstore this week? What have they got going on? Well, let me tell you. At Leon's Canada's furniture store, you can save the tax. Continues until Wednesday. Even on sale prices, if you're looking for furniture, appliances, electronics, make it Leon's at 3635 Victoria Avenue in Brandon. You can shop online at leons.ca before you head into the store and pick out something awesome like the Winchester Queen storage bed. Beautiful queen bed with, yes, drawers underneath, just $12.99, and you save the tax. Maybe you need something for the living room like a pop-up sofa bed. Now, $13.99, save $1,000, plus you save the tax. Or maybe you just want a new queen mattress. The Kingsdown Percy queen mattress is $8.99, plus you save the tax. Save the tax at Leon's Furniture Superstore, 3635 Victoria Avenue in Brandon. And again, shop online before you go at leons.ca. Dates for the Tim Hortons trading card nights. The NHL trading cards are back. Just $1.50 per pack when you buy a beverage. And the kids absolutely love these trading cards. And that's why we have trading card nights. We have got four nights, two for Brandon and two for Dauphin. November 7th and November 14th. So November 7th and 14th at the Tim Hortons on 18th Street. And November 7th and 14th at the Tim Hortons in Dauphin at the south end of town. It'll go from 6 until 8 p.m. There is free samples, free draws, giveaways, special guests, and more. So keep that in mind, November 7th and November 14th, 6 to 8, at Tim Hortons. And thank you again to those who have already pre-ordered holiday smile cookies. Smile cookies return to Tim Hortons on November 18th. You can order yours at timhortonswestman.ca. That's timhortonswestman.ca. Epp Law Office, busy weekend with real estate, all kinds of open houses, of course, with interest rates dropping. You may be in the market to buy or sell a home, and you'll need some legal help. And that's where Epp Law Office comes in. They can translate all the legal mumbo-jumbo into actual speak that you can understand. They will hold your hand through the entire process. Make it quick and easy. Quick sign here, and you're on your way. Keys in hand, and you can start painting, decorating, or moving in for the holidays. Epp Law Office, they do real estate law, corporate law, and wills and estates at 642 18th Street, Unit A. across from the RBC on 18th Street. And finally, Kuiper's Family Bakery. They are Manitoba's family bakery on 1st Street. From cinnamon buns to special sausage rolls, pizza buns, anything baked, you're going to love it coming out of Kuiper's Family Bakeries. Baking comes alive in every delectable treat they create. Again, look for the Kuiper's logo at your favorite supermarket or grocery store. And if they don't have it, ask why they don't. And head on over to 1st Street, 1411 1st Street, just north of the 1st and Richmond corner beside Tasty's. Still time to barbecue. Maybe you'll have hot dogs or hamburgers on Halloween to make it real quick before the kids go trick-or-treating. Get those buns over at Kuiper's. A week from tomorrow, our American friends will head to the polls. Some U.S. states, voting is already underway. Donald Trump held a big rally in New York yesterday. Kamala Harris continues to hold rallies. I think both contenders will hold multiple events as they head down the home stretch to Election Day a week from tomorrow. There is growing concern that once the votes are tabulated, it's going to take far too long for anyone's patience. And therefore, there are a lot of Americans that are just kind of staying home for the next little while. And so if you are someone who is traveling, if you're someone who is coming through a U.S. airport and you're thinking, man, it's kind of quiet, this is why. It appears that many Americans are just avoiding travel until this is all settled down. Security amplification across the travel sector and at popular attractions should put travelers at ease rather than growing concern, but it's more that if police increase security in a given area, it's likely because they expect a disturbance, which means travelers might be in the wrong place at the right time. NBC News profiled a traveler who has opted out of traditional travel plans this year. Their decision to stay home reflecting a growing trend among U.S. travelers who are choosing to avoid airports and popular destinations for the next little while until the election is over. According to a recent poll done by The Vacationer, 64% of U.S. adults have expressed concern about travel right now, and until the election is done, over, and decided, they're going to likely stay home. And even airlines, they're bracing for reduced travel demand. Normally, they're bracing for increased demand, not right now. The CEO of Delta Airlines has said that people tend to like to be home during election season. They don't like to be out traveling on a normal year. However, this year could be quite different. Travel bookings are way down, 19% compared to previous years. Molly says, as someone who doesn't vote, I'm ready for the shit show. And how about this for luck? A guy this past weekend finds a $20 bill on the ground. Jerry Hicks from North Carolina. He takes the $20 and he goes and buys a lottery ticket. One of these scratch-off tickets. I don't know if I would do that. Although this costs $25. So he must have had five in his jeans. So he figured he was having a string of good luck, and lo and behold, damn it, he was. He won $1 million when he scratched this thing off. Oh, I never have luck like this. However, after taxes, he took home $429,000, according to the lottery. Oh, the IRS just gives it to you. Holy cow. See, in Canada, we tax everything in Canada, but we do not tax lottery winnings. And so if you win $1 million, you get to keep $1 million. But this guy, he finds a $20 bill, gets the scratch ticket, and then wins $1 million. I want the lump sum, please, instead of getting the money over 20 years. If you take the money over 20 years, the IRS, because it's in small chunks, they take less. So they took a huge amount. $600,000 he had to pay. He says he plans to use the money to help his children and retire as a carpenter after 56 years. But before that, he wants to enjoy his win. He said, as soon as I cash this check, the first place we're going is Golden Corral, and we are going to eat everything they got. You know what? Jerry sounds like my kind of guy. Off to Golden Corral, and if you've ever been to the Golden Corral, Oh my God. They have every kind of food. It's the greatest buffet in the world. If you ever get close to a Gordon Corral, worthy of a $1 million win. No way, says Blessed Mommy. Yeah, way. Karen says, I'd be thrilled with the $20. $1 million would stop my heart. What happens, asks Nelly, if someone comes out and claims that the $20 was theirs, and then therefore legally the jackpot that was just won was theirs? And then Amy says, after taxes, he could probably afford a 2-bedroom, 2-bath condo. That's it. Congratulations on winning a $1 million lottery. That's a lot. The IRS takes a lot. However, Frank says, damn, I once found $50 on my way to the store and also bought a lottery ticket. All I won was $2,500, but I thought that was cool. Holy crap. So, okay, next time that happens to me, I think that's going to, let's do that, Sunseekers. Even if you find a dollar, try to get a lottery ticket out of it, top it up a little bit, and see if you can extend your luck. Apparently, there's a trend. Wesley says the same thing happened to him. He found a $5 bill, went and bought a lottery ticket, and he won $300 on one and $40 on the other. Holy cow! And I'm a college student. I was broke, so I was pretty psyched. What? And how many times have you, like, found a loony or a quarter or something like that, and you're like, nah, big deal. You know what? I had coffee with Greg the other week, and someone had dropped a toonie on the ground. And I'm like, oh, well, I don't know whose this is. And it's like, well, it just was dropped on the ground. It's yours. I should have bought a ticket. I should have immediately. No, so next time, because that's about the extent of my luck. So the next time I come across a toonie or a loony, I'm going to the store. I'm going to buy a lottery ticket. And you should too. Extend the luck. Extend the luck. Yes, it's chocolate day. Have an awesome chocolate day. First day back, and happy Halloween week. Let's get going. Thank you, Sunseekers, for joining our ride and where bright rays and good vibes collide. Goodbye for now, but it's not the end because we'll get together like the sun once again tomorrow, 7 a.m. We'll do this again. Thank you for hanging out with me. I do appreciate it, and we'll see y'all tomorrow.